This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm Lisa Crary, and we're in Leaper's Fork. We're sitting on the patio. It's a beautiful sunny day, beautiful
in
spring
paradise.
Day in paradise, yeah. In the beautiful rolling hills of Middle Tennessee.
What's so fascinating is you're probably, 40, 45 miles to Nashville?
Yeah. If that.
Mm-hmm. A big, giant city.
Yes.
Yeah, and it feels like you're on a different planet here, even by the name, Leaper's Fork. I mean, that's something out of time or a storybook name.
It really is. And I like to say that Leaper's Fork is more than just a little village outside of Nashville. It's a place that has soul.
Yeah, it has a spirit.
It has a spirit.
Yeah, and it's collective. Wherever you go, any person you meet in town, there's this shared but independent kind of happy spirit.
I would completely agree with that. It's mm-hmm. It's a magical place, actually.
And it probably builds on its own momentum in that, you know, one shopkeeper's here and then a tourist couple comes and they go, wow, I want to live here. Does that happen a lot?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the time.
And almost to a fault, though. I mean, a house that people said, 20 years ago that was $49,000 and now it's not 490, but 890,000. That's incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah. It's changed a lot, mm-hmm. even over the last 5 years that I've been here, and in a good way. I think it's grown and it's changed, but we've still maintained our sense of community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of bucking the tide and refusing to go mainstream.
It's true.
We were talking earlier about a conscious choice to stay on septic tank rather than big sewer system.
Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah, and that's really important. We can control then what kind of a business comes in, and mm-hmm. it allows us to continue to maintain that sense of community in
small town.
It
probably limits scope of work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're never going to see a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Or even the Mega Mansion downtown.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you decided to open a business here in town.
I did.
And it is?
The Spa at Leaper's Fork, also known locally as just the Spa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's only one?
There's only one.
So your clientele is probably as much local as it is people visiting, right?
Yeah. We have a good mix of people, a lot of locals. We've been very lucky and fortunate because a lot of the same people come back and they like to just sit on the porch sometimes and have a mimosa and chat.
Talk to us about the center, the heart of your operation as a spa. Is it more treatment center rather than just physical massage?
It is. All of the products that we use here are created by my lab in Colorado. And the only place that you can get a facial with those products is here in Leaper's Fork. I don't sell them to anyone else.
So you have your own in-house proprietary line.
Yeah, we do.
But there's more to the story. We're going beyond your spa.
Mm-hmm.
You have a company that makes spa product for the world, right?
We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sanita Skincare. It's in Boulder.
Spell it.
S-A-N-I-T-A-S. It means good health and well-being in Latin.
And where would somebody find it in the United States?
Oh, gosh. Spas and salons all over the country. If you want to go to a big resort, the Montage Resorts carry it. Of course, the best place you can get it is the Spa at Leaper's Fork.
And can people order direct online?
You can. SunitaSkincare.com.
Cool. That's easy.
Yeah.
So back to Leaper's Fork and your world here. Talk mm-hmm. to us a little bit more about what happens here at the spa.
So at the spa, it's kind of like a place of healing and mm-hmm. rejuvenation. So you can get wonderful facials, and people consistently come in for facials. Massages, we do all kinds of massage. We have a young woman who studied in Thailand
wow.
and does amazing Thai massage. Mm-hmm. You know, the full spa treatment, manicures, pedicures, just anything that you'd like in a regular day spa, you can get here.
But I can totally understand how it can be addictive, because I had a facial one time.
Really?
Yeah, for a half hour, I was 20 years younger. I'm going, this is really cool. And then it's like the Wicked Witch of the North. All of a sudden, I'm melting, and it went away. You know, so it makes, wow, maybe I'll do that again.
Yeah, that's right. It's certainly an impetus to come back.
I know, and I can totally understand how your clientele has to come back.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. I think it's a very intimate thing to touch someone's face. A massage is one thing, but when you're working on someone's face, there has to be a high level of trust.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, that's a big part of having a facial, right? You trust that person to make you look 20 years younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people take the simple path, Botox.
They do.
Talk about those two sides of the coin.
Well, as a formulator of skincare products myself, again, I make my own. Topical products can only go so far.
Right.
And I'm very honest about that. So really, I mean, if you want to turn back the hands of time, you know, on a more permanent basis, it's going to have to be Botox or fillers or something like that.
You have no idea how many times my wife has tried to inject the little creases between my eyes.
Well, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
It definitely works. And we have no problem with that if that's what makes you feel good.
Right.
If you feel better about yourself by doing that, then I have no problem with that whatsoever.
This one woman said to me, she said, honey, there are very few things I can change about my life and my body, and I will do whatever viable options there that I can.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
definitely.
So let's leap back to Leaper's Fork for a moment.
Yeah.
Downtown, you're like right on the edge of town, right?
We are. We're right on the corner. It's just an amazing location. When we bought this house, it was in great need of repair. And it took, gosh, probably about a year and a half to renovate it and to turn it into what it is today. It's an old Queen Anne Victorian and a labor of love.
Do you know the history, who first lived here?
I don't know who first lived here. It used to be a boys' school back in the day. Yeah.
Haunted?
Well, we've had a few interesting things happen. Mm. I mean, I have to say, yeah, we have.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Lateral shift, because I'm so fascinated with you and your other life. That here you are in Tennessee, but you also are like a little inventor, mad lab scientist in Colorado.
Yeah.
Tell us about that side of your life.
Yeah, so we have a plant and a lab in Boulder, Colorado, and we actually, I have a team of chemists that work for me there, and any given day you could see I may be downstairs in our lab concocting a new product.
So you even have a white jacket on, a lab
coat? I have, yes, yes. People say, well, you're the CEO of the company. I say, yeah, but I also make the coffee, answer the phone, I'll concoct the brew, and I'll fill a tube and seal it if I have to. So yeah, we formulate, we manufacture, and we distribute all of our products, actually, including the ones you can get here at the spa, right out of that facility in Boulder.
And talk about the ethical layer of your business and that, what is central to you there.
Oh yeah, so we're very clean. Every single ingredient that goes into one of our bottles is selected by me. In fact, every product goes on my face first. And let me just say that I've had my everything from a rash from head to toe to my eyes swell shut. But I test, we like to laugh. People will say,
you're the guinea pig.
I'm the guinea pig. Yeah. They said, you test on animals? And I say, well, yes, me. So I'm very, very picky about what goes into our containers. Everything is clean, use sustainable ingredients, only fair trade. We're careful about where we source our ingredients. And we just want to make sure that they're as effective as possible. The fun thing is that because I make them all, I don't have to water them down.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what are the products that you've come up with that are you're most proud of, that are the most, oh my gosh.
Gosh, I really love our vitamin C serum. Again, because I don't have to water.
Serum sounds like an injection.
Well, it does penetrate the skin.
So how do you apply it? Just rub it on?
Yeah, just rub it on your face.
And what does it do for you?
It's an antioxidant. It helps prevent wrinkles. Mm-hmm. It also helps smooth out the wrinkles that you may already have. And it's also just a really great moisturizer. A lot of our products are multifunctional, so you only need one.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
In retail, as much as in spas, where yes. distribution?
Mm-hmm. Probably the widest retail distribution is Dermstore, where that's a big retail online distributor. And so we were lucky to be selected by them to be a partner.
Cool. And retail?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, retail?
Yeah.
Really nowhere.
Okay.
I'm pretty picky about where we let our products go.
Well, especially these days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
An advantage, big advantage being.
Well, yeah, brick and mortar took a big hit, of course, during mm-hmm. COVID. So we were very fortunate with our online partners. And also, of course, all of the spas, you know, across the country, Sunita's is sold in those.
That's what I was going to ask. That's probably a primary delivery for your product, right?
It is, mm-hmm. yes. Because it's more of a cosmeceutical line. We like to have estheticians be able to explain how to use them.
And now in California, you said the Montage.
Montage.
Yeah, we have one nearby down Santa Barbara, I think.
Yeah, it's yeah. a beautiful property.
So you have to make up excuses to go see your product on location, probably, right?
And I often do.
So if you had to get away somewhere to make an inspection, where would that be?
Gosh, well, it could be the Laguna Beach Montage, which mm-hmm. is one of my favorite properties.
Been there.
The Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs is also one of my favorite properties. Love that place.
That's a classic.
It's a classic. Yeah. It really is. Just old school. And I love the Sandals Resorts. They're a huge customer of ours, and we love working with them and going to Jamaica. And
so your and product out. Is in the Sandals Spas? Then.
It's in the Sandals Spas, uh-huh. yes. And we also created their line, the Red Lane Spa line.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I would say anyone who wants to come to Tennessee should definitely come to Leaper's Fork. It is just, if you haven't been here, it's an amazing place. We like to say you'll come for an hour, but you're going to stay for the day.
That's a, or a life.
Come see us.
Yeah.
My name is Lisa Crary. For further information, visit our website at sanitas-skincare.com.
What a wonderful morning with you. Thank you for sharing.
I've enjoyed it.
I know. Now I wish I'd gotten a facial.
It's not too late.
No, next time. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Well, I'll be turning 33 next Friday morning. Friday morning 15 years ago, my grandfather called me to his bedside, and he told me there was something I should know. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, the land will save you, wait and see. So I loaded up my car and moved to Denver to work a job and chase big city dreams. But I never found the life I really wanted till I came back home to Leaper's Fork, Tennessee. He said, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, the folks up there are crying, the land will save you, wait and see. It didn't hit me quite as hard then as those words come through today. But in the chaos all around me, I can still hear Grandpa say, don't stray too far from the land, boy. The land will one day set you free. When the cities all are dying, and the folks up there crying, the land will save you, wait and see.